Glory to God. You know, it's such a time to be alive, and you'll hear me say this over and over and over. God has predestined us for this moment in time. All things are coming together so they can be exposed, removed. You know, years ago, the Lord had showed me about three world ones, and I'm going to say it again. The first world one that came has been going and getting stronger and stronger was ripping off the housetops of those things of corruption that was exposing them. That first world one is getting stronger. It will continue. The second world one came to release provision. That means the wealth of the wicked will be turned back to the righteous. Bring strategic strategies and release revelation. Release financial support, because God can't send you without provision. He doesn't put you on a mission without provision. He always supplies for everything. And things are going to increase. Why, the powers of darkness were going to decrease. Amen. And as I shared already, God is going to glorify his body in a mighty way. Before Jesus pulls us from the earth, he's going to magnify his body here on the earth. So it's important that we stay in position no matter what's going on. It doesn't mean you won't make mistakes, but just be quick to repent. Keep the blood activated. Keep the blood activated in your life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 24 and verse 3. As Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' or 'I'm a Christian,' and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars." Are these things happening? Amen. "That you are not troubled. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." So we're not at the end yet. There's a process of going through this. "For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places." And all these things are the beginning of what? Sorrow. So we've been living in sorrows for a little bit already. It's the time of sorrows. We've been living in them. We're still in them. There's going to more sorrows to be coming from it. You know, when you think about sorrows... A time of sorrows. In other words, once sorrows is totally... While you're in sorrows, you're going to go from sorrows to tribulation. In fact, we might even be in tribulation already and don't even realize it. You know, nobody knows exactly the days and time, only God does. But we use prophetically timelines, which is important. Amen? You know, when you think about the living in the sorrows, you know... Not knowing Christ, I feel sorry for them. Amen? Evil, practicing evil, sorrow for them. How about people refusing to receive Christ? Sorrow for them. Amen? Death. There's many things going on right now. There's death, there's sicknesses. People are in sorrows. It's a time of sorrow. And it's going to increase. And for the world, it's going to get worse. People that are lost loved ones from death and so forth, they're in sorrow still. They still remember a lot of things. But anyway, we are in this time right now. Amen? Let's go a little further. Verse 9, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake." In other words, they're going to attempt to kill you. "And then many will be what? Offended. And will betray one another, and will hate one another." A lot of that's going on right now. "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." That's happening. "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." Well, you know, there's, I'm telling you, there's a lot of cold people out there. Even believers have grown cold in many places. "But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." So we are in a time of sorrows. These are, how can I say, revealing moments that we're in. Things are being revealed. Psalm 19, verse 1, please. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows what? His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. In other words, God is warning and speaking to us multiple times. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from his heat or his presence. God is speaking to reveal signs in the heavenlies, signs in the skies, things through events. He's letting us know that no one will escape. No one's going to escape. No one gets away with nothing. Whatever the wicked is doing, whatever's going, nobody gets away with it. He's got a spiritual law that says, whatever you sow, you what? Reap. Nobody gets away with it. You know? But God is speaking to us in dreams and visions through prophetic words, through true prophets, through timelines, through cycles. There are godly cycles. There are things that he's speaking through us and warning us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. It says, then God said, let there be what? Lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for what? Signs and seasons, for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And so it was. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them on the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide light from darkness. And God saw it was good. So evening and morning were the fourth day. Signs, seasons, days, and years. What are these? All for time. Everything associated with time sequences. To calculate prophetic events. See, all of these things are utilized to calculate prophetic events. Even the seven feasts of the Lord are calculated for specific events. We are finished. We are in the Feast of Atonement right now. It's coming to an end. Today's a specific day. Totally specific day. Then we're going to be starting the Feast of Tabernacles soon. So all of these, the month of October is so eventful. And there's things that I'm not going to share tonight, but I'll share Tuesday, especially about October. October is a transitional time. Tremendous. Things will never be the same by the end of this month. Never be the same. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. What's it say? But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous times is always associated with sorrows. For men will be lovers of themselves. That's very sorrowful. Lovers of money. That's sorrow. All this is attributed to sorrows. Times of sorrows. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people do what? Turn away. For these are sort of those who creep into households and make captives of gullible men and women and load them down with sins, led away by various lusts. They're always learning, but they're never able to come to the truth that sets them free. Now, Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of what? Corrupt minds. Disapprove concerning the faith. In other words, they're living out of their head, their knowledge, their brain, not out of the spirit. Their faith is limited. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Sorrows, perilous times, practicing evil, refusing to surrender, even refusing to be rescued, still practicing witchcraft, still addicted. That's sorrowful times. Addiction is a terrible time. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. What's it say? See that you do not what? Refuse him who speaks. Is he speaking? Day and night. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. In other words, I'm shaking what you see, and I'm shaking what you don't see. Know this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Shake to awake. Amen? Exposing time. What's he doing? He's exposing the tear from the wheat. The tear from the wheat. But he's going to remove them. He'll make a way for them. In Joel chapter 2, go to verse 11. In a time of atonement, there's many people who are in sorrows. Because atonement not only is a time of repentance, but it's also a time of judgment. It says what? The Lord gives voice before his what? Army. The Lord gives voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great. It's great for me and you. But it's very terrible for those who are not in Christ. Who can endure? Do you understand that? There's a separation there. It's great for me and you, but it's terrible for the others. And the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. He gives voice to his army. It's a great time for us, but a very terrible time for the wicked. That's what's happening right now. Luke 21 and verse 25. And there will be what? Signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. Man, look at all the rain. Look at all the tsunamis. Look at all these things, earthquakes. There's volcanoes all over the place that are erupting. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be what? Shaken. Isn't that what the Lord said he was going to do? Then we will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, and because your redemption, what? Draws near. Then he spoke a parable. Look at the fig tree, which is Israel, and all the trees, when they are already budding, you will see and know yourselves that the summer is near. You also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means what? Pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be what? Weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that they come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. I mean, we are in such a perilous time, of such a time of sorrows, but things are changing. There's going to be great opportunities for me and you, but it's going to be terrible for the wicked. We're already seeing this already. We're seeing the wicked being exposed, like this whole thing with Diddy and everything else. All of this is being exposed. You don't think that's a beginning part of a ripple effect that's going to affect many politicians, many wealthy people that are involved in all this corruption. In fact, some of them made their money by human trafficking and child trafficking and so forth. All of these things are going to be exposed. Where their roots began, where they're from. Even though they may be American now, but where were they before? What's their family lines? Where have they come from? You know, people think that Nassau is so great. Nassau was started by German scientists that we took captive. Think about it. German scientists that we took captive. Why? Because Germany's advancement was so much more. See, the powers of darkness, technology is so much more advanced than we are. Much more advanced. But God's going to even all that up here shortly. It doesn't mean that God can't outdo them. He can. But the powers of darkness, technology have been so advanced for so long. Yes, there's flying saucers. There's all kinds of technology. There's lasers, there's this, there's that, but it's not, they're not aliens, they're demons, you know. Now, I don't know if there's other places from, I mean, you know, God's been around a long time. He said he's going to come and grab his whole fold, right? I mean, we can't be the only creation. There's got to be more of us. Then he's going to gather all folds together in one place. He's God and we're not. We can't comprehend his ways. He teaches his ways through the things of experience and through the Holy Spirit and his word. Thank God we have a Bible that we can go to and reference things. And then we have the Holy Spirit who speaks to us. And then we have signs and wonders. Then we have events and feasts. And so all of these things are sequences of time and season and things. You know, there are four seasons in 1 year, right? In God's time, there's, four seasons. In God's time, there's 4 years in one season. Think about that. God's time is reversed. 4 years, one season. So when God looks at a season, he looks at 4 years. Does everybody understand that? It's a four-year span because these are his time cycles. Just like generations are 70 to 80 years. Sometimes they're 100 years. It all depends on what time sequence it's in. But they will repeat Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Has this been going on? Yeah. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up to what? Vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which is due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do the things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy and murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers. They are backbiters. They are haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also that approve or vote of those things that which they practice. They'll be judged the same way. We don't approve those things. Amen? It's a time of sorrows. That's a time of sorrows. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetousness practices, and are cursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness. But he was rebuked by his iniquity. A dumb donkey, didn't seem too dumb if he was speaking. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without waters, clouds carried by tempests, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever and ever. For when they speak swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in their error. What about all this media stuff? Hello, corrupt. Many of them are going to get arrested. All those involved in treason, all those involved in the voter fraud and presidential elections and stuff, they're coming down. Verse 19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter is worse than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit. What's a dog in the Bible? It's not one that barks, okay? It's a demon-possessed individual. And a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire. So again, we see here, it's just so powerful. All of this that you're hearing right now, the media is not telling people the truth. They're trying to promote war. Come on, think about it. This country is so bound up and it's full of sorrows. People in full sorrow. Everybody that's been devastated by these storms and hurricanes and whatever, they're in sorrows, big time. But you kidding? They just sent billions of dollars overseas to their alliance countries that are promoting their wickedness instead of helping people. all these involved in FEMA and so forth that refuse to help people and trying to arrest people that are helping people. They're going to get brought down. Nobody is going to get away with it. Everyone will be accountable. Everyone. Amen. Praise God. Romans chapter 8. It may be a time of sorrows for the wicked, but it ain't a time of sorrows for us. It's all around us, though. We see it, but it's not for us. Many people are bound by oppression. The Bible says that we're hard-pressed on every side. And these demonic forces that are being released because people are drawing them out of the pit of hell because of the things that they're doing. We draw demonic activity just like we draw the presence of God. Amen. Romans 8:18. Let's speak it. For I consider it the suffering of this present time. Okay. So suffering's a part of what? Sorrow. Amen. I'm not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Are we the sons of God? You know, there's no gender in heaven, okay? I haven't seen an angel that showed up. What a bra or skirt. Not one. Hello? There's no transgenders in heaven. Hallelujah. Verse 20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be revealed from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray as ought to. But the Spirit himself makes what? Intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or understood. Now he who searches the hearts of and knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to who? Those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be what? Conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. This is a time of sorrows. You know, the elite right now, the whether they are servants of Satan or not, they're antichrist. At this point right now is a prophetic word that was being released. That they've turned their authority and power over to Satan. Because they can't go no further. They're looking for their divine, which is Satan to them, influence. They're looking for help from the unseen. So there'll be more sacrifices. There'll be more witchcraft, there'll be more sorcery, there'll be all kinds of things because they cannot go any further. As you see, it's coming down right now. Again, this is going to ripple effect everything. So now they're to turn themselves over fully to Satan and his power because they want help. They want to escape God. But they are not going to. Amen? So they've turned their power over to the Antichrist. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are the sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet of this hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to what? To wrath. He did not appoint us to wrath. I want to say that again. So many people are fearful. You're not appointed for wrath. For God did not appoint us for wrath, but to what? Obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort one another and edify one another, just as you are also doing. And I'm going to close it, Joel chapter 3. Boy, the powers of darkness are scattering all over the place. The elites. Many of them have left the country. But they can't escape. They may have money in their own planes. But, you know, Space Force is controlled by Trump. You know, he's still the president. And all of this had to play out and allow to run so that the evil could be exposed and humanity could wake up. So it's a sting operation from God, but God controls it all, doesn't he? He knows all. He's the, he knows the beginning and the end, and he knows it all. There's nothing hidden. But all this is a setup by God Almighty. I call it the sting operation, divine sting operation. But in this, these people are trying to escape, thinking they're going to get away with it. They're paying off many people. Some of them taking all their money out of the banks, this, that, whatever. But it doesn't matter. No one gets away with it. And the Lord's kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven, and he will glorify his body. And I'm going to share more about that Tuesday. But you're going to see the glorification of God's body that he has predestined. Because before he comes, he's coming through the body first. He'll unify the body like never before. And we're going to see powerful things happen. Joel 3, verse 12. Hallelujah. Let the nations be what? Awaken and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Is the harvest ripe? Yeah. Come, go down, for the winepress is full, the vats overflow. For their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will grow dark. The stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth shall shake, and your Lord will be a shelter for his people and a strength of the children of Israel. You shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no aliens shall ever pass through her again. Wow. Things are getting ready to happen. Now, there are prophetic things. When God sometimes speaks about Jerusalem and Judah, Judah also represents America. Remember, Israel and America, not United States. That's a different entity. We're no longer the United States of America. We are America. That's a difference between a republic and a corporation. And that's what Trump dissolved. What's a corporation? The United States of America. We are now America. We are a republic. We are independent. But anyways, in this time, you'll find that when God speaks prophetically from the Old Testament, many times he speaks of Israel and Israel's sister or brother, however you want to say, America. Remember, we have the Statue of Liberty. Amen. It was just supposed to represent freedom, but it was false freedom. Come on in. Everybody's free. Yeah, you come into a bondage. Now you're under their control of all currency, everything. Without Christ, until you and I came to Christ, we were in bondage. We were deceived. You know, deception is bondage. And people that are in deception, they become sorrowful, don't they? Because they're in a test. So that means deception will increase more. Imposters will increase more. False prophets will increase. You're going to see all of these things increase. But things will be great for me and you. Things are going to increase for us in a totally different way. So don't be concerned or don't be afraid of the things that are happening so you're not misled or drawn away. You know, the Bible decrees in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. That's where you're safe. Stay closer to us, Lord. Stay in fellowship. Forsake not to assemble. It's important. Amen? Why? Because in multitude, there's the presence of God. Where two or more are together, there's the presence of God. When we worship together, we worship in the area where there's more presence. You know, sometimes it's hard to break through just by yourself. But when you come together with someone or you come together, it's so much easier. Amen? And the anointing is greater. Corporate anointing is so much greater. So hang tough. Ski your way out of this. Surf your way out of this. Because the glory is about to get big time. Amen? So prepare your hearts for communion. And Father, we thank you for your word. Seal your word in each and every one of us. Bring to remembrance that you're great and greatly to be praised. And you got it all in your hands. In Jesus' name.